It's time for high school basketball on Posey County Radio. Tonight's game between the Lady Wildcats and the Lady Vikings is brought to you by the Posey County Co-op, United Fidelity Bank, Expressway Chevrolet, Crane Credit Union, Posey Storage, Auto Car Trader, JT's Hardware, Nick's Industrial, Billy Sparkle and Shine, Expressway Jeep, Kiesel Enterprises, the Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, T. Milam Real Estate, Becker Heating, Air and Insulation, DiMaggio's Pizza, and Bud's Hardware.
Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Black Friday sales event going on now at Expressway Chevrolet. New 2024 Silverado or Sierra Crew Cab 4x4, 0% APR or $14,800 off MSRP. New 2025 Chevy Trax LT, $22,990. Visit us 24/7 at expressway chevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana. Together, let's drive.
Price excludes tax, title, and 245.3. Dealer retains all applicable rebates. Trade assistance available on 2010 on newer vehicles. 0% for 36 months and no payments for 90 days. Must be financed through GM. Residential restrictions may apply. Exclude previous offer. See dealer for details.
At Crane Credit Union, we listen to our members and do our best to provide the products and services they want and need. With our personal one-on-one banking and our convenient state-of-the-art technology, your money is always at your fingertips, leaving more time for the things you really care about. Crane Credit Union. It matters to us because it matters to you. Learn more at cranecu.org, federally insured by NCUA.
For joining us here at WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking basketball, I'm Chris Moore, and bringing you live action here tonight from Mount Vernon Gymnasium between the North Posey Lady Vikings and the Mount Vernon Lady Wildcats. North Posey comes in this game with one win and one loss on the season, while Mount Vernon has a 0-4 record. Thanks for joining us here. This is the Posey County rivalry game between the Lady Vikings and the Lady Wildcats. So, not a bad crowd tonight. Not totally full, but we got a decent size here tonight. But I'll go through a little few little things here with you, but both teams come in this game with two new head coaches. Got Kevin Cole on North Posey side. He's his first year 1-1, while Rocky Alderman, he's 0-4 in his first year with the Lady Wildcats. So, coming in this game, North Posey averages 52.5 points per game. On defense, they give up 52, so they're pretty even across the board, while Mount Vernon scores 13 points a game, and they give up 52 points a game on defense. So, a little bit of a breakdown there. Lady Vikings currently on a one-game win streak, while the Lady Wildcats are on a four-game losing streak. We're going to step away for a moment where we have the national anthem. When we come back, we'll bring you the starting lineups. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking basketball.
When you need to eliminate clutter at home but don't know what to do, call Posey Storage in Poseyville. Posey Storage has three unit sizes to fit your needs. 5x12 feet, 10x12 feet, and massive 12x35 foot units. Posey Storage can also help you out with boat, RV, and camper storage as well, with inside and outside units available. For rental information, call 812-622-1626. Posey Storage, 128 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
Hello, sports fans. I'm Mark Isaac, United Fidelity Bank Executive Vice President. At United Fidelity Bank, our in-person friendly service provides peace of mind and worry-free banking. We offer personal and business checking and savings accounts with no hoops and no hassles, ideal certificate of deposit rates, and our easy-to-use online banking platform allows you to bank anytime, anywhere. Our free mobile app provides you access to the accounts on the go, and you can skip the trip to the bank with mobile deposit. Plus, we are proud to offer you access to over 93,000 surcharge-free ATM locations nationwide. Now, that's a reason to come see the difference at United Fidelity Bank.
Looking for a new ride, or is it time to give your current car the care it deserves? At Expressway Jeep, we've got you covered. Whether you're shopping for the latest Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, or Ram models, or need reliable service, we're your one-stop shop. Check out our amazing deals on quality new and pre-owned vehicles. And when it's time for maintenance, our certified technicians are ready to keep your vehicle running like new. Visit us today or check us out online at expressway jeep.com. Expressway Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Mount Vernon, Indiana.
When you're ready to tackle your next home improvement project, look no further than JT's Hardware, your one-stop shop on Main Street in Poseyville. JT's Hardware has everything you need to get the job done right. From tools to paint, plumbing to electrical, and fasteners to lumber, they've got you covered. And the staff is always ready to lend a helping hand and offer helpful advice. So don't wait. Head to JT's Hardware today and make your home improvement dreams a reality. JT's Hardware, your local partner in home improvement, located on Main Street in Poseyville.
Nix Industrial in Poseyville, Indiana is hiring for metal fabrication engineers, industrial coders and painters, welders and fabricators, and machinists. Join a fifth-generation, family-owned, growth-oriented company. Nix Industrial offers an extensive list of benefits, including health and 401k plans, paid holiday and vacations, bonus plans, and more. Be part of a team that thrives on precision, innovation, and excellence. Browse careers and start your journey with Nix Industrial at nixindustrial.com.
And we're back. Thanks for joining us on WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. Starting lineup for tonight's game, for North Posey would be number 12, Alyssa Heath. Number 3, Mallory Lewis. Then we got number 20, Ella Weatherholt. Number 32, Ellie Jo Johnson. And number 23, Jazz Ward. Starting lineups for Mount Vernon will be number 2, Hannah McNeese. Number 11, Kyra Rainey. Number 22, Cassidy Jones. Number 12, Taylor Ellison. And number 33, Abby Powell. And they are coached by Rocky Alderman. And that's starting lineups for tonight's game. We're about to start up just shortly. Officials for tonight's game. Let me get that list here real quick. See what we got here. Officials for tonight's game are for the varsity game. It's going to be Dwayne Frobrider, Brian Holtz, and Ryan Owen. They are tonight's officials for today's game. So we're about to square off here. North Posey is going to be wearing the black jerseys tonight with the red numbers. Mount Vernon's coming in this game with white jerseys with maroon lettering. So let's see. He's going to jump up against Cassie Jones. And that's her jump ball. And we almost had a jump ball, and Mount Vernon's able to recover it. Has the ball right now is Hannah McNeese. She's handling it, being guarded by Ellie Jo Johnson. McNeese lets up her dribble a little too soon. Can't find an open player. Passes over to Cassie Jones. Jones being guarded by Jazz Ward. Passes it to Powell. Powell does a bounce pass, but it's stolen by Alyssa Heath. Heath drives down the lane there. Goes up with it, lays it on the glass. It's good. Two-point basket by Alyssa Heath. 2-0 North Posey. North Posey in a full-court press right now. Mount Vernon's trying to get her break the press right now. And they get across the 10-second line. Nice got a hold of it, lost her balancing, but she fell down, and Mount Vernon called a timeout just to regroup before they got a call for a turnover there. It's just going to be a 30-second timeout. So early on here, North Posey leads 2-0. We just started. Leslie Heath got the first basket of the game for North Posey. And I'm coming back in the break here again, and North Posey went to a full-court press on Mount Vernon, and Mount Vernon was able to break the press, but Hannah McNeese got across the 10-second line, and she lost her footing and almost traveled. So instead of getting turned over, Mount Vernon decided to call a timeout. So here we go. Rainey's inbound the ball for Mount Vernon. She's trying to find an open player. Almost got the 5-second call on her. She got the ball inbounds to McNeese, being guarded by Ellie Jo Johnson. McNeese almost got it stolen away from her by Ellie Jo Johnson, but it was out of bounds off of North Posey, Mount Vernon ball. 7:14 left here, first quarter. North Posey leads 2-0 over Mount Vernon. Mount Vernon gets the ball in bounds. McNeese handling the ball for the Lady Wildcats. McNeese, the silver drill, passes it to Cassie Jones at the top of the key. Jones still hasn't took a dribble yet. Passes it over to Powell. Addie Powell takes one dribble. And she's double teamed. She almost lost it there. And she's going to get called. Oh, she almost got a 5-second call on her. Throw it to Rainey. Rainey bounce passes it to Ellison. Ellison back to Rainey. Rainey almost lost it. And Rainey just got called for a 5-second. So one turnover there by Mount Vernon. Here, 6:38 mark of the first quarter. North Posey leads 2-0 over Mount Vernon. Ellie Joe Johnson gets it across the 10-second line for Lady Vikings. Passes it over to Lissa Heath. He takes a dribble. Heath just drives in the paint there. Lays one on the glass there. No good. Rebounded by Heath. He throws it back up again. She got the 2-point basket. 4-0 North Posey. He's got all 4 points in North Posey's right now. North Posey's still in a four-court press. Now Vernon got across the 10-second line in time. Nice tried to pass the ball. Lewis is able to recover it. Bounce pass it up the court to Heath for a 2-point basket. 6-0 North Posey. Now Vernon trying to get across the 10-second line. Nice got across the 10-second line in time. She's still handling it. She passed it to Ellison. Ellison's pass it over to Rainey. Rainey's outside the top of the key. Rainey bounce passes it over to Powell. Powell's being guarded by Weatherholt. She gives it to Jones, and Jones passes it in the middle to Ellison, and we got a foul. And that foul is going to be a number 12, Alyssa Heath, and that's her first personal foul, first team foul of the first quarter. So Mount Vernon's going to inbound the ball underneath their basket here at the 5:33 mark of the first quarter. Rainey takes a shot, bounces off the front of the rim, no good. Rebounded by Jazz Ward, and Rainey fouled her. So that'll be the first personal foul on Kyra Rainey. First team foul of the quarter for Mount Vernon.
Number 11,
Kyra Rainey. Inbounds the ball, full court, goes the full court, full length of the court. Ellie Joe Johnson gets across the 10-second line. She passes over to Lewis. Lewis in the middle to Jazz Ward. Ward throws it off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Alyssa Heath. Heath decides to bring the ball back out. Gives it off to Luke. Luke passes over to Johnson in the middle. Johnson tried to throw a pass inside to Ward and got knocked away by Rainey. Mount Vernon ball. So Mount Vernon's got the ball right now. Hannah McNeese had the ball. She passed it over to Jones. Jones passes it to Rainey. And she tried to pass in the middle there to Powell, and it went out of bounds off of North Posey. It's going to be Mount Vernon ball. 4:53 left here, first quarter. 6-0, North Posey leads over Mount Vernon. Nice inbound the ball for the Lady Wildcats. She gets the ball in bounds to Ellison. Ellison throws in the middle to Jones. Jones goes up with it. She's inside the paint here. She's going to get called for 3 seconds. No, they didn't get her. So Nice, pass it outside, top the key to Rainey. Rainey being heavily guarded by Lewis. She passes it back to McNeese. Over the other side to Cassie Jones. Jones bounce passes it to Rainey. Rainey still not taking a dribble yet. Didn't pass it back to Jones. Jones takes one dribble, passes it over to McNeese. McNeese still handling the ball. She got it stolen away by Ellie Joe Johnson. Johnson's driving down the lane there. She got lost control of it, but Lissa Heath got a hold of it, and she banked it off the glass. 2-point basket by North Posey. So Lissa Heath's got all 8 North Posey points, 8-0 North Posey, 4:01 left here, first quarter. So Mount Vernon got across the 10-second line. Addie Powell had a chance to have an open shot, and she lost control of it. Heath got the ball up court, and she just laid it off the glass. Good. 10-0 North Posey. Lissa Heath now has 10 points now in the game. We're down 3:36 left here in the first quarter. Now Vernon just lost the ball. Get an inbounds to Jazz Ward. Ward lays it on the glass. It's good. 2-point basket by Jazz Ward. 12-0 North Posey. 3:23 left here, first quarter. McNeese got the ball to Ellison. North Posey just stole it again. Heath bringing the ball to court. She gets it to Lewis. Lewis lays on the glass there, rolls in, good. Mallory Lewis first to basket of the game, 14-0 North Posey. Now Vernon trying to get the ball in bounds. North Posey did a full court press. You get the ball inbounds to Jones, and Jazz Ward just stole the ball back from Mount Vernon. He takes a shot, rolls out of the glass. Good. No good. And that was a rebound by Cassie Jones. And we got a timeout by Mount Vernon. It looks like it's going to be a full timeout. And it's going to be a full timeout. We're also going to take a timeout as well. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking Basketball.
Your vehicle is one of your largest investments, so make sure you take care of it by keeping it clean at Billy's Sparkle and Shine, Poseyville's brand new and only car wash. With one touchless automatic bay, two manual wash bays, and four vacuums to keep your exterior and interior spotless. Billy's Sparkle and Shine also offers fleet account services to business customers. Make sure you take a few minutes and protect your vehicle with a quality car wash at Billy's Sparkle and Shine, 140 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
When it's time for maintenance on your vehicle, make the right choice and visit Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. No matter the make or model, they have the right parts at the right price. Let the knowledgeable staff help you find exactly what you need for the job. If you don't want to deal with the mess yourself, then let the Poseyville Service Center take care of you where there's no job too big. Stop in at 39 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-3113. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 and Saturdays from 8 until noon. Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, your one-stop shop for everything automotive.
We're back. Game just went back in the play now. Mount Vernon got the ball. And Nice takes a three-point shot off glass. No good. Rebounded by Caitlin Seifer, who just came in the game. And we got a jump ball, and it's going to be North Posey ball. So possession arrow went to North Posey. 2:35 left here, first quarter. In the game now for North Posey is number 14, Addie Murphy, and number 10, Caitlin Seifer. Lewis drives in the lane there, throws one up on the glass, no good. Rebounded. Lewis got her own rebound. She passed it out to Weatherholt. Weatherholt goes in with it. Weatherholt lays it in. It's good. Two-point basket by Ella Weatherholt. 16-0 or Posey. 2:09 left here, first quarter. Nice gave the ball up to Rainey. Rainey passed it over to Ellison. Ellison passed it back to Rainey. Rainey's going to try to get across the 10-second line. She did in time. She passed across court to Ellison. Ellison takes a few dribbles, being guarded heavily by Addie Murphy. Johnson almost stole that ball there. Passed it on the corner there to Rainey. Rainey brings it back out to the top of the key. Rainey bounce passes it over to McNeese. She gives it out to number 4, Addison Chilton, and Chilton missed the basket. Pass up. Up court to Cyber. Cyber missed the basket. And we got a block shot there by Cassie Jones. So rebounded by Mount Vernon. McNeese bringing the ball to court for Mount Vernon. She's being guarded by Ellie Jo Johnson. We're down to 1:12 left here, first quarter. Get in the middle there to Rainey. Rainey takes one dribble, passes it back out to Chilton. Chilton over to Ellison. Ellison takes a dribble, passes it back to Chilton. We're down to 55 seconds left in the first quarter. Ellison hailing the ball for Mount Vernon. She passes it on the other side to Rainey. Rainey just got the ball stolen by Mallory Lewis. Addie Murphy's bringing the ball to court. She goes full court length. Nice bounce pass to Ellie Jo Johnson. Two-point basket by Ellie Jo Johnson. 18-0 North Posey. 33 seconds left here in the first quarter. North Posey got hold of the ball and stole the ball back. Weatherholt went up with a shot, missed it. Addie Murphy just did a bank shot, missed it. Easy open shot there. Mount Vernon's got the ball. McNeese handling it right now for the Lady Wildcats. Being guarded by Ellie Jo Johnson. Johnson just stole the ball from McNeese, and Johnson just went right for a foot out of bounds. So it's going to be Mount Vernon ball with 7.5 seconds left in the first quarter. So Mount Vernon's going to have to go the full length of the court with 7.5 seconds left on the clock. North Posey's in a full court press right now. Mount Vernon gets the ball in bounds. McNeese got the ball down to 5 on the clock. She almost traveled there. Gets up to Powell. Down to 1. And that's the end of the quarter. No shot at the end of the quarter. North Posey leads by the score of 18-0. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking Basketball.
Kiesel Enterprises is your family-owned and operated agriculture construction business, offering sales, service, and superior construction for all your harvest needs. Kiesel is also home to the popular Country Clipper zero-turn mowers. For over 40 years, our commitment has been providing top-quality products and services to our customers. And we want to thank you and show our appreciation for your confidence in us. For a quote or a product availability, call or stop by Kiesel Enterprises in Princeton, Indiana. 812-386-6580.
Are you ready to make your real estate dreams a reality? Then give us a call today at Team Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty. Our community and market knowledge and effective negotiation skills are what you need, whether you are buying that dream home or selling your existing property. Team Milam has been the number one realtor and team in Posey County for the last 15 years. See our listings online at teammilam.com or call 812-453-1068 to discuss your needs. Team Milam Real Estate, going that extra mile.
Thank you for joining us on WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here tonight from Mount Vernon Gymnasium. We're going to start second quarter. Mount Vernon's going to get the ball at half court. They get it inbounds. Number 15, Lindsay Lillison's on the ball right now for Mount Vernon. Bounce passes over to Chilton. Chilton passes it back to number 3, Josie Harshbarger. McNeese had the ball, passed it back out to Chilton. Chilton takes a shot, goes up, off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Mallory Lewis. Lewis throws the ball up court to Heath, and Heath just got called for traveling. Looked to me like she got fouled, but hey, it's all right. It is what it is. So, but from my angle, it looked like she got fouled, but. All right, Lillison's got the ball. She gets it up court. Oh, she tried to pass it to McNeese, and looked like Lewis got the steal, but McNeese is able to get a ball back. Powell got the ball in the middle, tried to lay it up, no good. Rebounded by number 30, Chloe Kershaw for North Posey. Addie Murphy tried to lay one up. It got blocked by Josie Harshbarger. McNeese hand on the ball for Mount Vernon. Being guarded by Mallory Lewis. Gets it back to Harshbarger. Harshbarger throws in the middle to Chilton. Murphy about got a hold of the ball, and we got a jump ball. So, in the jump ball, looks like it's going to go to North Posey, I believe. It should, yeah. So, it could be North Posey ball. 6:55 left here. Second quarter. North Posey leads 18-0 over Mount Vernon. Mallory Lewis. Bring the ball to the court for Mount Vernon. I'm for North Posey. Got to get the right team. Lewis got the ball. She passed over to Kershaw. Kershaw. Tried to pass it to Heath, but it went off of. I thought the Mount Vernon player went off their leg, but it didn't. And the referee says Mount Vernon ball. So I guess it is Mount Vernon ball. So Nice gives the ball to number 4, Chilton, over in the corner. Back to Harshbarger, right outside the three-point line. In the middle to Lillison. Lillison gives the ball to Powell. And we got a jump ball again. It's going to be Mount Vernon ball this time. Lady Wildcats are going to inbound the ball underneath their basket at the 6:26 mark of the second quarter. Lady Vikings still have an 18-0 lead over Mount Vernon. Harshbarger's got the ball. She gets it over to McNeese. McNeese takes one dribble, gives it to Chilton. Chilton takes a three-point shot. It goes up off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Jazz Ward. Lewis got the ball for North Posey. Bounce passes in the middle there to Heath. Heath banks off the glass. It's good. Two-point basket by Alyssa Heath. 20-0 North Posey. North Posey's still in a four-court press. Harshbarger gets across the 10-second line for Mount Vernon. Bounce passes over to McNeese. McNeese takes a few dribbles. Pass over to Lilliston. Lilliston almost lost it to Addie Murphy. Lilliston drives in the lane there and tries to throw it up, and she got caught, and we got a foul here. Looks like it's going to be on Addie Murphy, I believe. And it is on Addie Murphy. It's that's going to be Murphy's first personal foul. That'll be the first team foul of the quarter for Narposi. In the game for Narposi will be we got some extra substitutions in here now. We got Addie Doublers in the game right now. Jazz Ward's got the ball right now for Narposi. She passed it back out to Heath. Heath. Through cross court there to Johnson. Johnson gives it to Weatherholt. Weatherholt still dribbling the ball for Narposi. She passes it back to Johnson. Johnson tried to throw a bounce pass to Weatherholt, and Mount Vernon was able to get in between it. So Mount Vernon got the ball back. Anise handling the ball right now. She passes it over to Lilliston. Lilliston passes it back to Anise, over to Harshbarger. Harshbarger goes up. This dribble up. Passes it back out to McNeese. McNeese takes a shot. Goes up. Off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Alyssa Heath. Heath's bringing the ball up across the 10-second line. He still can't on the ball. Bounce pass it over to Weatherholt. Weatherholt banks on the glass. It is good. Two-point basket by Ella Weatherholt. 22-0 is your score. We got a timeout. And we got a full timeout, so we're also going to take a break as well. 22-0, Narposi. Leading 4:43 left here, second quarter. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking Basketball.
If you're building or remodeling, then you need a pro. Contact Brad at Becker Heating, Air, and Insulation. Let Brad increase the energy efficiency of your home by installing an HVAC system and spray foam insulation at the same time. And Brad's your go-to expert with 24 years experience diagnosing and repairing all brands. Commercial refrigeration is available too. Becker Heating, Air, and Insulation, 7242 Main Street in Wadesville. Call Brad at 812-499-1324.
Thanks for joining us at WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Vikings Basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here tonight from Mount Vernon Gymnasium between the Narposi Lady Vikings and the Mount Vernon Lady Wildcats. 22-0, Narposi leads, 4:43 left here, second quarter. Leading the way for Narposi in this game right now is Alyssa Heath. She's got 12 of the Lady Vikings, 22 points. Ella Weatherholt's got four points, and then we got a couple girls with 2 points. So that's the scoring right now in this game. Mount Vernon's got the ball. They're inbound right now. Hannah McNeese is bringing the ball across the 10-second line. She passes it over to number three, Josie Harshbarger. Harshbarger passes top the key to Lilliston. Wilson takes one dribble, passes it back to Harshbarger. Harshbarger drives in the paint there, passes it over to Powell. Powell tries to drive in with it, and she got fouled, and she's going to go in line for 2 shots. And that foul is going to be a number 20, Ella Weatherholt. That'd be Weatherholt's first personal foul, and it'd be the second team foul of the quarter for Narposi. Going to the line for a free throw shot is Abby Powell. Powell makes her first free throw shot. And that is the first point of the game for Mount Vernon. 22-1 now is your score. So that's the first point of the game for Mount Vernon. Powell's got him on the scoreboard now. Powell takes her second free throw shot. It's also good. So she goes 2 for 2 there at the line. 22-2 is your score. Narposi leads by 20. 4:19 left here in the quarter. Weatherholt passes it over to Ward. Ward tries to throw it up, missed it, no good. Rebounded by Harshbarger. Harshbarger's driving down the lane pretty fast. Lays it on the glass, no good. Rebounded by Ellie Jo Johnson. Johnson throws the ball up the court to Jazz Ward. Ward lays it up on the glass, it's good. 2-point basket by Jazz Ward. 24-2 is your score. 3:53 left here in the first half. McNeese handling the ball right now for Wildcats. Gives it out to Cassie Jones. Jones about to get called 5 seconds. She bounce passes it over to Powell. Powell throws in the middle there to Ellison. Ellison tries to bank out the glass. No good. Rebounded by Jazz Ward. Mount Vernon just stole the ball from Narposi. Jones took a shot. She banked off the glass. It's good. 2-point basket by Cassie Jones. 24-4 is your score now. Narposi Jazz Ward laid it on the glass. No good. Rebounded by Powell. McNeese. It's across 10-second line. She gets over to Josie Harshbarger. Harshbarger drives in the lane there. Tries to go up with it. Got it blocked by Alyssa Heath. Heath's handling the ball right now. She looks up court. She kind of passed it up court. And then she got... And we got a timeout here. North Posey called a 30-second timeout. So with the 30-second timeout, we're just going to stay here. There's no reason to go on a commercial break. But 2:57 left here in the second quarter. North Posey leads 24-4 over Mount Vernon. North Posey playing some extra, a lot of other players are going to get some playing time tonight. We got Chloe Kirchhoff and Eddie Doubler and all them. They're getting some playing time tonight from the JV team. So, but we're going to go back to play now. Lineup out there for North Posey right now is Weatherholt, Murphy, Lewis, Heath, and Johnson. For Mount Vernon, they got Powell, Chilton, Harshbarger, Jones, and Ellison. North Posey going to inbound the ball at midcourt. Lewis handling the ball for North Posey. Down to 2:54 left here on the clock in the first half. Johnson drives in the lane there, lays one on the glass there. No good. Off the rim. Harshbarger gets a rebound for Mount Vernon. Chilton takes a shot. Out of the rim, no good. Rebounded by Ellie Jo Johnson. Johnson looks up court. She passes over to Eddie Murphy. Murphy bounce passes over to Heath. Heath drives in the lane there, banks out the glass, rolls in. It's good. 2-point basket by Alyssa Heath. 26-4 North Posey. 2 minutes, 20 seconds left here in the first half. Harshbarger passes it over to Powell. Powell takes a takes one dribble and passes it out to Chilton. Chilton gives the ball to Harshbarger. Harshbarger tries to drive down the lane there. Gives it over to Chilton. Chilton takes a shot, air balls, and it's going to go out of bounds. North Posey ball with 2 minutes exactly left in the first half. Lady Vikings got a 22-point lead at 26-4. Ellie Jo Johnson brings across the 10-second line. Passes it to Lewis. Lewis gets the ball outside top of the key to Weatherholt. Weatherholt bounce passes it over to Johnson. Johnson takes a few dribbles. Decides to take a 3-point shot off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Cassie Jones. Harshbarger's got the ball. She passed it right there in the middle to Powell, and it was stolen by Ella Weatherholt. Weatherholt passed the ball up the court to Heath, and it went off of Heath's hands, out of bounds, not running ball. 1:31 left here in second quarter. Lady Vikings have a 26-4 lead if you're just joining us. We got a minute and 31 seconds left here in the second quarter. Lady Vikings have a 22-point lead. Mount Vernon is bringing the ball to the 10-second line. They get McNeese handling the ball. She gives it over to Ellison. Ellison passes it in the middle there to Powell. Powell passes it on the other side there. Chilton. Chilton takes a 3-point shot off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Weatherholt. Weatherholt gets the ball to Lewis. Lewis gets across the half-court line. Down to a minute and 8 seconds left here in the first half. Lewis still handling the ball. Lewis lays it on the glass there, rolls out. No good. Rebound. She got her own rebound. No good. Lewis got a rebound again. She banks it up again. Good. So the third time's a charm in on that. So 2-point basket by Mallory Lewis. 28-4 is your score. 48 seconds left here in the first half. Nice gives the ball to Powell. Powell dribbling. Lifts up her dribble. A little too soon there. Can't find a player, gives it over to Ellison. Ellison on the baseline there. Gives it to McNeese. Back to Ellison. Ellison takes a shot. Rolls out. No good. Rebounded by Weatherholt. Weatherholt gets the ball to Addie Murphy. Murphy tried to bounce pass it to Heath, and Mount Vernon got the ball back. McNeese handling the ball, down 13 seconds left on the clock. North Posey just stole the ball. Johnson stole the ball. Laid it up on the glass. It's good. 2-point basket by Ellie Jo Johnson. 30-4 is your score. 3 seconds left. 2-1. And that is the half. At the end of the first half, North Posey leads by the score of 30-4. We're going to step away for a few moments. When we come back, I'll bring you the first half totals. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking Basketball.
How do you like your pizza? For zesty, authentic Italian, there's only one, DiMaggio's. Can't wait? All mine orders are available at DiMaggio's.com. Also savory pastas, calzones, wings, Italian sandwiches, salads, and cannoli. DiMaggio's Italian Pizza, voted the best pizza in the tri-state. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 1244 Main Street in Mount Vernon. Call 838-9850 for DiMaggio's.
Holiday decorating time is here, and Bud's Hardware is stocked up on everything that you need. From indoor and outdoor timers, to extension cords from 3 feet to 100 feet, plug adapters, and light gutter clips. It's all at Bud's Hardware. Open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m., and Saturday from 8 a.m. until 5. Serving Mount Vernon since 1874. Bud's Hardware.
Buying a used vehicle doesn't have to be difficult, and when you buy from Auto Car Trader in Mount Vernon, it is not. At Auto Car Trader, you can expect fair prices, superior service, and a satisfying experience. Check out the inventory online at actpreowned.com, then come by 312 College Avenue to see your dream ride in person. Down payments as low as $500 or zero down with a trade on qualified vehicles. Financing is available for all credit situations. Visit Auto Car Trader today, 312 College Avenue in Mount Vernon, and online at actpreowned.com.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Hello, sports fans. I'm Mark Isaac, United Fidelity Bank Executive Vice President. At United Fidelity Bank, our in-person friendly service provides peace of mind and worry-free banking. We offer personal and business checking and savings accounts with no hoops and no hassles, ideal certificate of deposit rates, and our easy-to-use online banking platform allows you to bank anytime, anywhere. Our free mobile app provides you access to the accounts on the go, and you can skip the trip to the bank with mobile deposit. Plus, we are proud to offer you access to over 93,000 surcharge-free ATM locations nationwide. Now, that's a reason to come see the difference at United Fidelity Bank.
Black Friday sales event going on now at Expressway Chevrolet. New 2024 Silverado or Sierra Crew Cab 4x4, 0% APR or $14,800 off MSRP. New 2025 Chevy Trax LT, $22,990. Visit us 24/7 at expressway chevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana. Together, let's drive.
Price excludes tax, title, and 245.3 dealer retains all applicable rebates. Trade assistance available on 2010 on newer vehicles. 0% for 36 months and no payments for 90 days. Must be financed through GM. Residential restrictions may apply. Exclude previous offer. See dealer for details.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With three locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
When you need to eliminate clutter at home but don't know what to do, call Posey Storage in Poseyville. Posey Storage has three unit sizes to fit your needs. 5x12 feet, 10x12 feet, and massive 12x35 foot units. Posey Storage can also help you out with boat, RV, and camper storage as well, with inside and outside units available. For rental information, call 812-622-1626. Posey Storage, 128 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
Why wait for Black Friday? At Expressway Jeep, the savings start now with Black Friday all month long. Like a new 2024 Jeep Wrangler Rubicon, only $59,990. Save over $10,000. Or a new 2024 Ram 2500 Crew Cab 4x4, only $49,790. Save over $9,000. Or a new 2025 Jeep Gladiator Nighthawk, only $41,450. Only at Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Excludes tax, title, and 245.3. Retains applicable rebates. Excludes previous offers. See dealer for details.
J.D.'s on Main Street in Poseyville.
When you're ready to tackle your next home improvement project, look no further than JT's Hardware, your one-stop shop on Main Street in Poseyville. JT's Hardware has everything you need to get the job done right. From tools to paint, plumbing to electrical, and fasteners to lumber, they've got you covered. And the staff is always ready to lend a helping hand and offer helpful advice. So don't wait. Head to JT's Hardware today and make your home improvement dreams a reality. JT's Hardware, your local partner in home improvement, located on Main Street in Poseyville.
Thanks for joining us at WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. I am Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here tonight from the Mount Vernon Gymnasium between the North Posey Lady Vikings and the Mount Vernon Lady Wildcats. We're at the halftime break. North Posey leads by the score of 30-4. First quarter scoring breakdown so far. In the first quarter, North Posey led 18-0 after the end of one period. Then North Posey extended that lead, outscoring Mount Vernon 12-4 in the second quarter to make it a 30-4 lead at the halftime break. Thanks for joining us. Individual scoring-wise, Mount Vernon didn't even get on the scoreboard until about the end of the first half, about 3 minutes left in the first half, and they got on the scoreboard with their first basket, and that was by Cass. They only got two free throws by Abby Powell after she was fouled, so it was about the three-minute-something mark there when she got on the scoreboard for the Lady Wildcats. So individual scoring so far in the first half for Mount Vernon. Cassie Jones got 2 points, and Abby Powell's got 2 points. And that's the scoring for Mount Vernon in the first half. For North Posey, they're led by Lissa Heath. She's got 14 points in the game. She had 10 of those 14 points in the first quarter. Then we have four players with 4 points each. We got Mallory Lewis with 4, Ella Weatherholt with 4, Ellie Jo Johnson with 4, and Jazz Ward with 4 points. So we got another scoring update as well. In football tonight, we only got one local team here from the area right now, and that's Heritage Hills, and they are leading in the second quarter against Batesville 27-0. So looks like Heritage Hills is on their way to their second straight state finals next weekend. So congratulations to them so far, and I think hopefully they keep the pace up there for the second half and move on to the state finals to represent the Pocket Athletic Conference. So congratulations to them. We're about 2.5 minutes away from the start of the second half. We're going to step away for a moment. When we come back, we'll bring you the start of the third quarter. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Vikings Basketball.
At Nick's Industrial, culture is what sets us apart from any other organization in the industry. Our people are not only our greatest asset, we are family. Our people have a mindset of determination for wins, but still believe in staying humble along the way. We all believe in continuous education and put ongoing effort to better ourselves as well as the company. Browse careers and start your journey with Nick's Industrial at nicksindustrial.com.
Your vehicle is one of your largest investments, so make sure you take care of it by keeping it clean at Billy's Sparkle and Shine, Poseyville's brand new and only car wash. With one touchless automatic bay, 2 manual wash bays, and 4 vacuums to keep your exterior and interior spotless. Billy's Sparkle and Shine also offers fleet account services to business customers. Make sure you take a few minutes and protect your vehicle with a quality car wash at Billy's Sparkle and Shine, 140 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
When it's time for maintenance on your vehicle, make the right choice and visit Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. No matter the make or model, they have the right parts at the right price. Let the knowledgeable staff help you find exactly what you need for the job. If you don't want to deal with the mess yourself, then let the Poseyville Service Center take care of you where there's no job too big. Stop in at 39 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-3113. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 and Saturdays from 8 until noon. Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, your one-stop shop for everything automotive.
Kiesel Enterprises is your family-owned and operated agriculture construction business, offering sales, service, and superior construction for all your harvest needs. Kiesel is also home to the popular Country Clipper zero-turn mowers. For over 40 years, our commitment has been providing top-quality products and services to our customers. And we want to thank you and show our appreciation for your confidence in us. For a quote or product availability, call or stop by Kiesel Enterprises in Princeton, Indiana. 812-386-6580.
Thanks for joining us on WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. I am Chris Moore, bringing you live action tonight from Mount Vernon Gymnasium between the North Posey Lady Vikings and the Mount Vernon Lady Wildcats. We're going to start the third quarter. North Posey leads by the score of 30-4. We're going to start the second half, third quarter. Looks like it's going to be North Posey ball, I believe, when we start up here. And it is. So we're going to start up. We've got Lewis, Johnson, Heath, Weatherholt, and Ward out there for North Posey. We got Ellison, Powell, Rainey. Ellie Joe Johnson has laid one off the glass there. 2-point basket by Ellie Joe Johnson. For Mount Vernon, they got Nice, Rainey, Jones, Ellison, and Powell. That's the lineup out there for them. Rainey's got the ball for Mount Vernon. Bounce pass it over to Jones. Jones throws in the middle there to Powell. Powell goes up with it. Throws it back out to Ellison. Outside 3-point line. Ellison passes it over to Jones. Jones bounce passes it in the middle there to Rainey. And it goes out of bounds. It's going to be North Posey ball. 7:24 left here, third quarter. North Posey has a 32-4 lead over Mount Vernon. Gets over to Heath. Heath drives in the lane there. Pass it over to Ward. Ward lost control of it. And Rainey was able to steal the ball. She was able to recover it. Got the ball. McNeese is handling it right now. She passed it over to Ellison. Ellison takes it. Still dribbling the ball right now for Mount Vernon. Being guarded by Alyssa Heath. Passes it to Rainey. Rainey bounce passes it to Ellison outside the top of the key. Ellison gives the ball to McNeese. McNeese tried to pass it to Rainey, and Blake Johnson got a hand in there and knocked it out of bounds. It's going to be Mount Vernon ball. 6:36 left here, third quarter. Lady Vikings still have a 32-4 lead over Mount Vernon. Powell's got the ball for Mount Vernon. Powell. Bounce pass it to McNeese. Back out to Ellison. Ellison gives the ball to Rainey. Rainey's outside top of the key. She bounce pass it, and Weatherholt was able to steal it. Weatherholt's driving down the lane there. Pass it over to Lewis. Lewis passes it out to Ward. Ward takes a shot. Rolls out. Rebounded by Weatherholt. Weatherholt passes it back out to Johnson. Lewis takes a 3-point shot. Up, it's good. 3-point basket by Mallory Lewis. Score now is 35-4. Is the score. That is Lewis' 7th point of the game. Rainey on the ball. Then she just got stolen by Ellie Joe Johnson. Johnson's driving down the lane there. Throws one up. And Johnson just got fouled by McNeese. That would be McNeese's first personal foul and the first team foul of the quarter for Mount Vernon. Number two, McNeese for first. So we got a couple substitutions coming in the game, but going to the line for 2 free throw shots will be Ellie Joe Johnson. Johnson takes her first free throw shot. It goes up. It's good. Johnson now has, she also has 7 points in the game now. Johnson gets her Tucker second free throw shot. It goes up, rolls in. It's good. Johnson now has 8 points in the game. And the score now is 37-4 North Posey. Posey has a 33-point lead now. Chilton passes it over to Powell. Powell tries to drive in the lane there, and it goes off of a North Posey player, and it looks like, oh, it's going to be a foul. And that foul is going to be a number 14, Addie Murphy. Addie Murphy, that's going to be her second personal foul. And that would be the first team foul of the quarter for North Posey. Mount Vernon inbound the ball. They get it inbounds to Jones. Jones bounce passes it back out to McNeese. McNeese passes it over to Ellison.
Ellison takes a few dribbles, hands it off to Chilton. Chilton over to McNeese now, passes to her. McNeese tries driving the lane there, passes it back over to Powell. Powell takes a shot, rolls in, it's good. Abby Powell, two-point basket, and she's got 4 points in the game. 37-6 is your score. You get the ball court to Seibert. Seibert bounce passes over to Heath, and Heath gets it blocked by Abby Powell. Nice bringing the ball up the court for Mount Vernon. Nice lost control of it, and it's going to be Mount Norposi ball. 4:44 left here, third quarter. Lady Vikings have a 37-6 lead over Mount Vernon. Ellie Joe Johnson's bringing the ball up the court for Mount Norposi. Johnson passed it. And it went off the hand of a Mount Vernon player. It's going to be Norposi ball. Oh, no, it went off. It didn't go off. It went off. That's what I thought. It went off the hands of a Mount Vernon player. I don't know why Mount Vernon was taking the ball out of bounds. It's supposed to be Norposi ball. So, we're down 4:34 left here, third quarter. Norposi gets the ball in bounds. Ellie Joe Johnson's got the ball. She passed it up over to the other side to Murphy. And we got another foul. Norposi got a little bit careless with her. That foul's the number 23, Jazz Ward. That's her first personal foul. And we're at the 24. It's 24. Julia Santos. Okay. We got another player in the game for Norposi, Julia Santos. Figueredo Santos. That's it. She's in the game now. That's her first varsity appearance. Number 24. She got called for her first foul. Mount Vernon. Chilton's got the ball for Mount Vernon. She gives it over back to McNeese. McNeese throws in the middle there to Powell. Powell gets a hold of it, and she tries to lay up with it, and she's fouled by Addie Murphy. That would be Murphy's third personal foul. And that'd be the 14th foul of the quarter for Norposi. Abby Powell's going to go to the line for two free throw shots. She throws her first one up. It's good. Powell now has 5 points in the game now. She leads the Lady Wildcats in scoring. The score now is 37-7. Powell takes her second free throw shot. It's also good. So Abby Powell's scoring all, it's got all the points right now for Mount Vernon. 37-8 is your score. She's got 6 of the 8 points for Mount Vernon. Heath lays it up off the glass. It's good. Alyssa Heath, 2-point basket. Score now is 39-8. 3:25 left here, third quarter. And McNeese gives the ball to Lillison. Lillison gives the ball to Jones. Jones laid on the glass. It didn't, went out of bounds. Murphy got a hold of the ball. Rebounded it. Powell was able to steal the ball from Seibert there, and Seibert's going to get called for the foul. And that's going to be Caitlin Seibert's. That'll be Caitlin Seibert's first personal foul.
Number 2, Isabel Howell, and number 4, Taryn Wilson.
That'll be Seibert's first personal foul. Coming in the game now is Taryn Wilson, number 4, and Izzy Hallam. So Coach Cobb's bringing in some reserves right now for the Lady Vikings. Actually, all 5 starters are out of the game right now for Norposi. Jones gets up to Lillison. Lillison lays on the glass. It's good. Lindsay Lillison, 2-point basket. 39-10 is your score. And Caitlin Seibert just laid one on the glass there. And 2-point basket by Caitlin Seibert. 41-10 is your score now. Lady Vikings got a 31-point lead. Nice bounce pass it to Lillison. Lillison lost control of it and went out of bounds. Going to be Norposi ball. Also coming in the game now for Norposi will be number 45, Paxton Gibbs. And we're having a full time. We're just having a 30-second timeout now, so we're just going to stay here. But we're down to 2:29 left here, third quarter. North Posey leads 41-10 over Mount Vernon. North Posey has a 31-point lead. If we get to the 35-point mark, we will have a running clock the rest of the way, rest of the game. So we'll see what happens here. So we'll see what happens here. That was a 30-second timeout. North Posey's going to get the ball. Izzy Howland's going to inbound the ball to Caitlin Seibert. Seibert's bringing the ball up the court for North Posey. Seibert gets the ball over to Howland. Howland bounce passes in the middle there to Murphy, and it went off the foot of Murphy, and it's going to be Mount Vernon ball. 2:16 left here, third quarter. North Posey has a 41-10 lead over Mount Vernon. It's the ball to Jones. Jones being guarded by Paxton Gibbs. She passes it to Chilton. Chilton takes the dribble. Still handling the ball. Still dribbling the ball. Pass it back to Manise. Manise gives it to Lilliston. Lilliston over the baseline there to Powell. Powell back out to Chilton. Chilton takes a three-point shot off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Cassie Jones. And Jones was fouled by Paxton Gibbs. And that's going to be Gibbs' first personal foul. And that would be the 15th foul of the quarter for North Posey, meaning Mount Vernon's going to go line from here, from this point out, for the rest of the quarter, for the next minute, 44 seconds. Jones gets her first free throw shot. Goes up, off the rim, no good. So here we go. Cassie Jones getting ready to take her second free throw shot. She goes up. Off the front of the rim, no good. Rebounded by Rainey. Rebounded by Gibbs. And Rainey got it back. So we got a little bit of a. And that foul was going to. Caitlin Seibert ended up getting a second personal foul there. So got a little bit. Ball went a little out of control on both sides. Chilton's taking a free throw shot, and she goes up with it. It's good. Addison Chilton gets a free throw basket there. The score now is 41-11 North Posey. Minute 33 left here, third quarter. Chilton takes her second free throw shot. It goes up. It's good. So she goes 2-for-2 there at the line now. 41-12 is your score. Seibert gets the ball to Hallam. Hallam takes a few dribbles. Hallam still handling the ball. Pass it out to Murphy. Murphy. Back to Hallam. And we got a jump ball finally. So it's going to be Mount Vernon ball. So on the jump ball. So we get down a minute 10 left here, third quarter. And Mount Vernon's got the ball. Hannah McNeese bringing the ball across the 10-second line. And she just got about stolen away by Izzy Hallam. Hallam was able to steal it again. And Hallam got called for the traveling on that. Wow. That was a kind of a crazy play there, a crazy situation there. Stole the ball, but she lost control of it. But okay, so Rainey's inbound the ball for Mount Vernon. She gets it ball and bounce to Manise. Manise being guarded by Hallam. Passes it over to Chilton. Chilton passes it to Rainey. Rainey bounce passes in the middle there to. And Lilliston takes a 3-point shot. No good. Rebounded by Seibert. Murphy's bringing the ball up the court for North Posey. Murphy lost control of it and lost it to Rainey. Wilson's got the ball. She gets it to McNeese. Rainey's bringing the ball up the court for Mount Vernon. Gets it back out to Wilson. Wilson to McNeese. McNeese takes a shot. Air balls, no good. And it's going to be out of bounds off of Mount Vernon, North Posey ball. 14.3 seconds left here, third quarter. If you're just joining us, North Posey leads 41-12 over Mount Vernon. Down to 10 seconds left here, third quarter. Murphy's handling the ball for North Posey. Murphy gets the ball in the middle there to Paxton Gibbs. Gibbs lays it on the glass. Good. Two-point basket by Paxton Gibbs. And that is the end of the third quarter. North Posey leads by the score of 43-12. We're going to step away for a moment. When we come back, we'll bring you the fourth quarter. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking Basketball.
Are you ready to make your real estate dreams a reality? Then give us a call today at Team Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty. Our community and market knowledge and effective negotiation skills are what you need, whether you are buying that dream home or selling your existing property. Team Milam has been the number one realtor and team in Posey County for the last 15 years. See our listings online at teammilam.com or call 812-453-1068 to discuss your needs. Team Milam Real Estate, going that extra mile.
If you're building or remodeling, then you need a pro. Contact Brad at Becker Heating, Air, and Insulation. Let Brad increase the energy efficiency of your home by installing an HVAC system and spray foam insulation at the same time. And Brad's your go-to expert with 24 years experience diagnosing and repairing all brands. Commercial refrigeration is available too. Becker Heating, Air, and Insulation, 7242 Main Street in Wadesville. Call Brad at 812-499-1324.
Thanks for joining us in WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. I am Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here tonight between the North Posey Lady Vikings and the Mount Vernon Lady Wildcats. We're going to start the fourth quarter. North Posey leads by the score of 43-12 over Mount Vernon. Looks like North Posey's going to bring in all subs again. They're going to. We got number 44. Emmalyn Raber now. It's a new player. Came in the game now. So Coach Cove went all reserves now. Wilson took a three-point shot. And it went out of bounds on North Posey. It's going to be Mount Vernon ball. 7:47 left here, fourth quarter. Bring the ball up the court is Harshbarger for Mount Vernon. Gets across the 10-second line. She passes it over to number 23, Rosalina Gonzalez. Back to Powell. Powell bounced off her legs there, but Mount Vernon was able to recover it back. Harshbarger gives the ball to number 10, Kennedy Price. And Izzy Hallam's got the ball. She goes up with it on the glass. No good. Rebounded by Taryn Wilson. Wilson gives the ball to Kirchhoff. And Kirchhoff just got fouled by Powell. And that is Abby Powell's first personal foul, first team foul of the quarter. Just joining us, we've got 7:08 left here in the game. North Posey leads 43-12. And Hallam was trying to make a pass, and she lost control of it. Harshbarger's got the ball for Mount Vernon. She gives it out to Price. Price takes a shot. It's up. It's good. Kennedy Price, two-point basket. Score now is 43-14, North Posey. Kirchhoff bounce passes over to Hallam. Hallam still handling the ball. Lost control of it. Takes a shot. Goes up. It's good. Izzy Hallam, two-point basket. Score now is 45-14, North Posey. 6:31 left here in the game. Hallam almost got the steal on that by Harshbarger. Gonzalez passes it to Ellison. Ellison takes a shot. No good. Powell tried to take a shot. Price got a rebound. Resort Harshbarger takes a shot out right behind the free throw line. Rebounded by Izzy Hallam. Hallam went up the court there and tried to lay it up, and she got fouled. Yeah, fouls on Harshbarger, I believe, and it is. Harshbarger, that's her. Josie Harshbarger, that's her first personal foul. So going in line for two free throw shots will be Izzy Hallam. Hallam today has already got 2 points in the game. She scored one basket here in the fourth quarter already. Hallam makes her first free throw shot. She got 3 points now in the game. Score now is 46-14, North Posey. Home with your Tucker second free throw shot. It goes up. Off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Gonzalez. And Mount Vernon tried to throw the ball up court, and they lost control of it. It's going to be North Posey ball. 6:02 left here, fourth quarter. Lady Vikings have a 46-14 lead over Mount Vernon. Mount Vernon's got two of their starters in the game still left. Well, North Posey's got all reserves now in the game. Mostly freshmen. And Hallam tried to take a three-point shot. It was blocked by Harshbarger. And we're going to have a foul on an opposing player here. And that foul is on number two, Izzy Hallam. That's going to be Hallam's first personal foul. First personal foul and first team foul of the quarter for an opposing. Harshbarger tried to dribble the ball, lost control of it. Taryn Wilson's come to the court with it. She laid up and no good. Rebounded by number 20, Gloria Guerrero. Harshbarger's handling the ball right now for Mount Vernon. Being guarded by Hallam. She passes it over to Powell. Powell gives the ball to Guerrero. Guerrero throws in the middle there to Ellison. Ellison tries to shoot it. No good. Rebounded by Emmalyn Braver. So Wilson, they had the ball, then she threw it away, and it's going to be Mount Vernon ball here with 5:12 left here in the game. North Posey has a 32-point lead. And so we got a timeout here. We got a full timeout, so we're going to take a break as well. 46-14, North Posey leads, 5:12 left here in the fourth quarter. You're listening to WPIW, 98.9 FM, Lady Viking basketball.
How do you like your pizza? For zesty, authentic Italian, there's only one, DiMaggio's. Can't wait? All mine orders are available at DiMaggio's.com. Also savory pastas, calzones, wings, Italian sandwiches, salads, and cannoli. DiMaggio's Italian Pizza, voted the best pizza in the tri-state. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 1244 Main Street in Mount Vernon. Call 838-9850 for DiMaggio's.
Thanks for joining us at WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Vikings basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here tonight from Mount Vernon Gymnasium between the North Posey Lady Vikings and the Mount Vernon Lady Wildcats. Thanks for joining us here tonight. We got 5:12 left here, fourth quarter. North Posey leads by the score of 46-14. Mount Vernon's going to get the ball when we come back in the play. Both teams now have took all their starters out of the game. And that's where we are right now. We got a little over 5 minutes left. And we're just getting some backups are going to get some time to play. And that good basket there by number 20, Gloria Guerrero. The score now is 46-16, North Posey. 4:56 left here in this matchup. Taryn Wilson's handling the ball. And Wilson just lost control of the ball. And it's going to be off of Wilson. It's going to be North Posey ball. Or Mount Vernon ball. Mount Vernon ball here. 4:50 mark of the game. Harshbarger's handling it. She passes it to number 23, Gonzalez. Gonzalez gives it to Guerrero. Guerrero threw it in the middle there to Lilliston. Lilliston tried to go up with it, and she was fouled by number 11, Addison Doubler. That's going to be Doubler's first personal foul. And the second team foul, the quarter for North Posey. Going the line for Mount Vernon is number 15, Lindsay Lilliston. Lilliston takes her first free throw shot. It goes up. It's good. Score now is 46-17, North Posey. Lilliston gets her take her second free throw shot. Goes up. No good. Rebounded by Taryn Wilson. Wilson gets the ball to Hallam. Gets across the 10-second line. Hallam passes it over to Kirchhoff. Kirchhoff passes it to Wilson, and Kennedy Price was able to steal the ball. gets it out to Guerrero, over to Lillison, over on the other side to Harshbarger. Harshbarger tried to bank it off the glass, no good. Rebound it by Norposi, and it's going to be out of bounds off of Norposi. Mount Vernon ball. Getting a little, kind of the passing getting a little out of control on both sides there, but Mount Vernon ball, 4:05 left here in the game. Harshbarger's got the ball for Mount Vernon. She almost got it stolen by Addison Doubler. Guerrero on the ball. Gets in the middle there to Lilliston. Lilliston tried to make the shot. No good. Rebounded by Norposi. Hallam gets the ball to Kirchhoff. Kirchhoff back out to Hallam. Hallam takes a shot off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Guerrero from Mount Vernon. Harshbarger. Bring the ball to court. Down to 3:30 left here in the game. Taryn Wilson stole the ball from her and banked off the glass, and it's good. Taryn Wilson, two-point basket. The score now is 48-17. Norposi, 3:16 left here in this matchup. Kennedy Price got the ball. She passed it over to Lillison. Lillison gives in the middle there to Guerrero. Guerrero tries to bank it off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Chloe Kirchhoff. Kirchhoff lost control of it. Guerrero tried to lay it on the glass there, and it's good. Gloria Guerrero, two-point basket. 48-19 is your score. Hallam drives down the baseline there, went off her leg, and it's going to be Mount Vernon ball. So down to 2:48 left here in this game. Lady Vikings have a 48-19 lead over Mount Vernon. Kennedy Price got the ball. Almost lost it. Bounce pass it there in the middle there to Guerrero. In the middle to Harshbarger. Harshbarger laid on the glass. It's good. Josie Harshbarger, her first points of the game. 48-21 is your score. Hallam gets the ball to Kirchhoff. Kirchhoff bounce passes it to number 24. Julia Santos. Wilson tries to throw a basket up and it air balls, and it's going to be Mount Vernon ball. 2:09 left here in this game. Norposi has a 48-21 lead over Mount Vernon. Harshbarger gets the ball to Lillison. Lillison throws in the middle there to, and Doubler is able to steal it. Doubler gets the ball to Kirchhoff. Kirchhoff takes a shot. Goes up, it's good. Two-point basket by Chloe Kirchhoff. Score now is 50-21. Norposi, 1:42 left here in this game. Kennedy Price takes a three-point basket. No good. Rebounded by Taryn Wilson. Wilson still handling the ball. Pass it up the middle there to Hallam. Hallam missed the shot. Rebounded by Kennedy Price. Price gives the ball to Harshbarger. Up in the middle there to Guerrero. Guerrero tried to go up with it, and Guerrero was fouled by. And that foul was on number 24, Julia Figueroa Santos. That's her second personal foul, and the 13th foul of the quarter for Norposi. Going to the line for Mount Vernon is number 20, Gloria Guerrero. Guerrero misses her first free throw shot. Guerrero has 4 points in the game tonight. All here in the fourth quarter. Guerrero takes her second free throw shot. Off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Taryn Wilson. Wilson throws the ball at the court to Kirchhoff. Kirchhoff gets the ball out to Hallam. And Hallam lost it, and it was out of bounds off of hand of a Mount Vernon player to be Norposi ball. Here with 1:07 left here in this game. So we're almost done with this matchup. 50-21, Norposi leads. 1:07 mark. Norposi got inbound the ball. They're almost down to 5 seconds. He better throw it in, and she does. Kirchhoff takes a 3-point shot off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Guerrero. Guerrero gets the ball to Harshbarger. Harshbarger throws it up to Kennedy Price. Price is in the corner there. Tried to bounce past it to Guerrero. We're going to throw it back out to Harshbarger. Harshbarger takes a shot off the rim. And that was a foul on Guerrero. Got fouled going up, and she's going to go to the line for a three-point play. Gloria Guerrero just got another basket there. That's her 6 point of the fourth quarter. And that foul was on Julia Santos, number 24. That's her third personal foul. Guerrero going to go to the line for a free throw shot. And it rolls out. Rebounded by Izzy Hallam. Eddie Doubler. Pass it back out to Hallam. 50-23 is your score. And it's going to be out of bounds off of Mount Vernon or Posey Ball. 28 seconds left in this game. The Vikings got a 27-point lead. Chloe Kirchhoff's got the ball from North Posey. And she tried to throw it cross court, but went off the Mount Vernon player. It's going to be North Posey ball with 20.9 seconds left on the clock. Allen's going to get the ball. She gets it inbounds to Kirchhoff. Kirchhoff missed the basket, rebounded by Gloria Guerrero. Harshbarger handling the ball right now. We're down 10 seconds left on the clock. Kendi Price takes a three-point shot. Air balls, no good. Rebounded back to Guerrero. Guerrero lays it on the glass there. It's good. Two-point basket by Gloria Guerrero. And that is your final score. North Posey wins by the final score of 50-25 over Mount Vernon. We're going to step away for a moment. When we come back, I'll bring you the scoring totals for tonight's game. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM Lady Viking Basketball.
Holiday decorating time is here, and Butts Hardware is stocked up on everything that you need, from indoor and outdoor timers to extension cords from 3 feet to 100 feet, plug adapters, and light gutter clips. It's all at Bud's Hardware. Open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. until 5. Serving Mount Vernon since 1874. Bud's Hardware.
Buying a used vehicle doesn't have to be difficult. And when you buy from Auto Car Trader in Mount Vernon, it is not. At Auto Car Trader, you can expect fair prices, superior service, and a satisfying experience. Check out the inventory online at actpreowned.com. Then come by 312 College Avenue to see your dream ride in person. Down payments as low as $500 or zero down with a trade on qualified vehicles. Financing is available for all credit situations. Visit Auto Car Trader today, 312 College Avenue in Mount Vernon, and online at actpreowned.com.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Black Friday sales event going on now at Expressway Chevrolet. New 2024 Silverado or Sierra Crew Cab 4x4, 0% APR or $14,800 off MSRP. New 2025 Chevy Trax LT, $22,990. Visit us 24/7 at expressway chevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana. Together, let's drive.
Price excludes tax, title, and 245.3 dealer retains all applicable rebates. Trade assistance available on 2010 on newer vehicles. 0% for 36 months and no payments for 90 days. Must be financed through GMF. Residential restrictions may apply. Exclude previous offer. See dealer for details.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With three locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
Our Black Friday sale starts early at Expressway Jeep and runs all month long. That's an entire month to save on every pre-owned vehicle in stock, all priced to sell. All vehicles are clearly marked with discounted prices. You won't believe the savings. With prices drastically reduced across the lot, there's no better time to buy. But don't wait. Once they're gone, they're gone. Don't wait until Black Friday to start your vehicle shopping. See our Black Friday savings now at ExpressWayJeep.com. Black Friday, all month long at Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana. See dealer for details.
Thanks for joining us in WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. I am Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here tonight between the North Posey Lady Vikings and the Mount Vernon Lady Wildcats. Final score, North Posey wins 50-25 over Mount Vernon. They improved their season record to 2-1 on the year, while Mount Vernon falls to 0-5 on the season. Starting off this game, North Posey led by the score of 18-0. They shut out Mount Vernon in the first quarter. North Posey outscored Mount Vernon 12-4 in the second quarter to take a 30-4 advantage in this matchup. North Posey took a 43-12 lead at the end of the third quarter, but outscored Mount Vernon 13-8 in that quarter. Mount Vernon scored Mount Vernon won the fourth quarter 13-7, but North Posey won by the final score of 50-25. And that is it. Leading scorer from Mount Vernon tonight was Gloria Guerrero. She scored all 8 points in the fourth quarter. Then we got Abby Powell with 6 points. Lindsay Lilliston with 3 points. Josie Harshbarger with 2. Addison Chilton with 2. Kennedy Price with 2. And Cassie Jones with 2 points. And that's the scoring tonight for Mount Vernon. For North Posey, they were led by Alyssa Heath with a game-high 16 points. Then we got Ellie Jo Johnson with 8 points. Mallory Lewigs with 7 points. Then we got Ella Weatherholt with 4 points. Jazz Ward with 4 points. Then we have Izzy Hallam with 3 points. Then let's see, then with 2 points, we have Taryn Wilson, Chloe Kershaw, Caitlin Seibert, and Paxson Gibbs all had 2 points as well. So that's the scoring tonight for North Posey. So again, final score, North Posey wins 50-25 over Mount Vernon, improves their season record to 2-1. Mount Vernon falls to 0-5 on the air. We'll be back on the air again for Lady Viking basketball this Tuesday night when they play at home against Evansville Central. Until then, have a great weekend, and we'll be back again next week. Until then, have a good weekend.